owner than to give 600,000 dirhams in charity. Let me repeat that. It's more better to give one dirham back to its rightful owner than to give 600,000 dirhams in charity. And just to show you this, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith in his kitab Fazail-e-Tijarat has written that a person, when he gives charity with haram, knowing that it is haram, and he expects a reward, then that is akin and close to kufr and disbelief. He further says, if someone gives a poor person charity from haram wealth, and the poor person knows that it is haram wealth, if he doesn't know, it's a different matter. But he knows that it is haram wealth, and he makes dua for the person, may Allah reward you. The poor person has committed or come close to committing disbelief. Charity doesn't wipe away, especially ill-gotten charity, doesn't wipe away our other type. You know, someone feel that, well, we can do whatever we wrong, we'll give charity, and then somehow the other, all of those things will be made ma'af by Allah Ta'ala. That is not a correct method of looking at things. And lastly, I would say, Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran had said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, la tubtilu sadaqatikum bil manni wal adha. O you who believe, do not cancel the reward of your charity, bil man, by reminding people about your favors upon them, wal adha, and to taunt them with regard to receiving your charity. La tubtilu, don't. That means if you do so, all your rewards are gone. The rewards are gone. La tubtilu sadaqatikum bil manni wal adha. By reminding people about your charity and by reminding them of your favors upon them. Otherwise, all. Qawlun ma'roof wa maghfiratun khayrun min sadaqati yatba'u adha. The ayat preceding this, to tell a person nicely you can't help him is better than to help him and then taunt him with regard to receiving your charity. You know, this is an aspect. You know, sometimes we have the situation. We give people charity. We even sometimes feel that they must do certain favors upon you. You give them certain things to do and you expect it to them to do free because you have given them charity. And sometimes you even make mention, Maru zakat khaine tu amara humbe bole. Too, you give zakat and you speak in front of me. What type of the situation is this? This is something that is completely against the etiquettes. To this extent that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she used to give charity to people, Hazrat Aisha was known for her generosity. She used to tell the person who was taking the charity, go to the poor people. When you give them that, then normally they make dua. Write down the dua that they are making and come and tell me. So that dua that they made for me, I would make the same dua for them. And my charity is solely for the sake of Allah. Not even for the dua that they have made for me. That is how our predecessors, were very careful with regard to we don't get any other benefit from our charity. And lastly, I would say, Islam, the giver donates to nourish his own soul and leaves the recipient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And always regard your charity as insignificant, no matter how much it is. The ulama have said, the more insignificant a person regards his own virtue, it becomes more credible in the sight of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you the tawfiq of understanding and making amal upon this very important part of our deen and many other etiquettes which are related to it, which sometimes we might become neglectful about. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our charity such that is only for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us the maximum benefit and reward for the charity that we are giving. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us for whatever we are giving. Allah ta'ala elevate our status. Allah ta'ala make us give it in the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made mention. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والاكرام اللهم ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم أغننا بالعلم وزيننا بالحلم وأكرمنا بالتقوى وجملنا بالعافية اللهم ربنا تقبل منا صلاتنا وصيامنا وقيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا توبة نصوحة، إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربنا رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.